I want to scare people all day long. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And I saw this article on ChooseChicago.com. So right now, we're going to talk to Isaac Reichman, the Director of Corporate Communications for Choose Chicago. Good morning to you, Isaac.
Good morning, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I saw this article, and I want to talk about it because A, it's Halloween, and two, I believe in ghosts and I love haunted places. So we're going to discuss some of Chicago's most haunted places. Where shall we begin?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different places, and I'm fascinated by this as well. And whether you're into the haunted world or not, everyone is today because it's Halloween. So I love the haunted hotels. That's one of my favorite parts.
My family... My husband is a Star Wars podcaster, Rebel Force Radio, and there was Star Wars Celebration, and he and my two boys that are in their 20s went to the Congress Hotel, and my boys took their camera and were down in the basement of the building, and some security guards caught them and kicked them out, but they were looking for ghosts. I didn't realize the Congress Hotel was haunted.
Yeah, that's one of the main ones. It's one of the oldest that we have in the city. It was built around, it was built for the World's Fair to bring people, staying with all the influx of people coming in for the World's Fair. There's mob connections. There's supposedly ghosts. I'm not sure if the camera caught any, that day, but.
No, but there was something weird, and they were trying to convince me, look, Mom, look, that is a ghost. But so who is haunting? What are the ghosts that are haunting the Congress Hotel?
So the story, which I cannot confirm nor deny, is Peg Leg Johnny is one of them that they've heard, a spirit of a man from the alley behind the hotel. The circumstances of his death remain a mystery, so people have seen him around the hotel. I've also seen a young boy on the 12th floor. There's really a lot that is supposedly going on at that hotel.
And another hotel in the haunted mix is the Drake Hotel.
Yep, again, one of our oldest, one of our kind of most iconic hotels. It's really always epitomized like elegance and opulence, but there's a number of different stories related to the Drake. Famous women who haunt the hotel. There's the woman in black and also the woman in red might find both of them there.
Yes, they're stopping for high tea at the Drake. I think I saw them when I went there.
Exactly. And again, you know, this is all in fun, but also it's a really good opportunity to explore some of our incredible hotels, too, with such history, whether you're into the haunted or not. There's such history there.
All right. Now, I know there are places where people have perished. So obviously the spirits are haunting those places, like, for instance, the site of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Where is that?
Yeah, so obviously this is getting back to some of our the mob days that Chicago is sometimes known about. So this was back in 1929. There was an old garage. You can still visit the Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder, which is right across the street from the site. There's a brownstone that is said to be kind of the lookout spot for those assassins. It's a real opportunity to explore one of the more kind of grisly times in Chicago's history.
All right. I am lame because I grew up in Brookfield. I've been here my whole life, and I have never been to Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder. So now I have another excuse to go there because I'm just going to look across the street at the site of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to save one for after we take a break because I want to spend a little more time on it. What about the Theater District of Chicago?
Yeah. There's so many reasons to explore our Theater District. And if, again, on Halloween, if what you're into is the more haunted side, downtown in the Theater District is the site of the Iroquois Theater fire, a really infamous 1903 fire. It's near where the Nederlander is now. It was a newly built building back then that was claimed to be fireproof. And, you know, whenever you hear those old claims, you know, something's about to go wrong. Sadly, it was one of like the worst fires that, you know, we've had in our history in the 1900s. But it's an opportunity to really, you know, check it out. There's some stories of some hauntings around there, but also a great opportunity to just check out our thriving theater scene today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We're talking to Isaac Reichman, Director of Corporate Communications for Choose Chicago at choosechicago.com. All right, let's get back into this. The first serial killer lived here, right? H.H. Holmes?
Yeah, H.H. Holmes down in what is now the Englewood neighborhood. Obviously, many people know of him from the bestseller Devil in the White City. If you haven't read it, I strongly recommend it. You know, his infamous murder castle, thankfully, is not there anymore. But you can check out the area where that was. There's a new post office, actually, down in the neighborhood in near his site.
All right. I don't know anything about the couch mausoleum. So tell me about this.
Yeah, this is actually fascinating history. I think a lot of what you see here is some of our oldest history. So I really think one of the great opportunities to explore the haunted side of Chicago is to really learn the history of Chicago. So, you know, the southern edge of Lincoln Park before the Great Fire was a cemetery. And a lot of when the fire, you know, tore through Chicago, a lot of those grave markers, they were mostly wooden, were destroyed. Ooh. And the couch mausoleum is kind of the only part of that cemetery that is still around. So, because it, you know, it was stoned, it survived. And there's the stories there, obviously, are from the old cemetery that was destroyed. So there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people who were buried there who, you know, now it's covered in this beautiful park.
Wow, I didn't know anything about that. I got to learn our history a little bit better. The Water Tower, Chicago Water Tower.
Yeah,
not
again,
Water Tower Place. This is the actual Water Tower.
Yes, the actual Water Tower, one of my favorite places in Chicago. Again, this is all about our history. So it's one of the few, the historic Water Tower is one of the other few buildings that survived the Great Fire. But the story is that there was somebody within the, somebody working at the Water Tower who was keeping the flames out and who sadly perished but helped protect the Water Tower. So it's still supposedly haunted by that individual. But, you know, whether you're looking again for the haunted side or just for the Chicago history, one of the most iconic pre-Chicago fire buildings.
Okay, and huge history in Chicago. I know people are really obsessed with the Titanic, and we kind of had our own Titanic here, the site of the Eastland River disaster and the Chicago River. This is fascinating and probably haunted.
Yeah, again, one of the saddest moments truly in Chicago history, where we had a, 844 passengers and crew members died when a boat, the Eastland, capsized on the Chicago River. You can visit the site today, but on the river between Clark and LaSalle, just a few years after the Titanic. So, again, opportunity to learn history, opportunity potentially to see some ghosts and to, you know, explore the haunted side of Chicago. Again, right downtown. And while you're at it, explore the beautiful river and the iconic skyline.
Yeah, I mean, we really do have a fabulous city. It's beautiful. There's so much to do. Yesterday we were talking about Resurrection Mary, but somebody also texted in and said, hey, can you tell us a little about Bachelor's Grove? Are you cool to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I admit I don't know too much about it, but, you know, and understand it's, again, like a small place right outside of the city. One of the, you know, if this is what you're into, and a really old cemetery that you can explore out in Midlothian.
Yeah, it's in Oak Forest. There's also it's Midlothian. It's just northwest of Midlothian and Oak Forest. It's in the southwest Chicago suburb. So you got it. There's also like Peabody's Tomb that's in Oak Brook. There's a lot of different haunted places, mostly cemeteries, which makes a lot of sense. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, what I love about it, I'm a history person. So I love I'll admit I'm not like super into the haunted side of it, but the history of it all, it's all kind of interacts with each other. It's a great way to explore the history of our amazing city and suburbs.
I love it. Now, for Halloween, there are lots of things to do that I also saw on ChooseChicago.com. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, whether you're into the haunted or not, Halloween is such a great time. There's so much going on. There's so much that has already happened, and there's so much that's going to continue. This weekend, obviously, there's trick-or-treating, but also we have the Haunted Halstead Halloween Parade tonight. It's one of the most, you know, exciting and vibrant things you'll ever see. This costume contest kicks off at 7:30 tonight. And then all weekend is the Little Village Arts Festival. Really encourage people to get out to Little Village, taking place Saturday and Sunday, and explore the community. There's 19 different sites around Little Village celebrating the arts festival.
There's also something going on at the Chicago Botanic Garden, Night of a Thousand Jack-o'-Lanterns. That would be really cool. And there are Halloween ghost tours of Chicago, the Haunted River tours with the Sea Dog cruise. Oh, that would be so fun.
Oh, my gosh. Again, if you want to really explore that haunted side, the ghost tours of Chicago, there's so many. They take place all year, but there's even more around Halloween. There's so many opportunities this weekend and into November, truly, if you miss out.
I live in the suburbs, and every year there is someone who carves pumpkins and makes a totem pole in their front yard. It's up with like a cable. And there are probably 50 pumpkins stacked on top of each other. It's the coolest thing.
What I love. And I love that these holidays, Halloween, and then as we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays, it's really an opportunity for people's creativity to come out. You know, just there's so many different communities in the city, in the suburbs, to just see what Chicagoans are doing. It's so cool.
It is really cool. And this starts everything. This is where the holidays, like, you get excited about things. We have Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then there's a big lull. Then there's my birthday in February. So we'll celebrate that, Isaac.
Yeah, we'll get a guide on our website for your birthday as well. Don't worry.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Isaac Reichman, he is Corporate Communications Director for Choose Chicago. You can go to choosechicago.com to learn more about all this haunted stuff.